United Methodist Church Podcast Ministry. My name is Reverend Kathy Altman. I'm the associate pastor here. And today we have the opportunity to listen to a spotlight interview with Reverend Dr. Dana Wirtz, lead pastor here at Brook Hill United Methodist Church. She is talking with Terry Kwiatek, who is the outreach coordinator for the Frederick Rescue Mission in Frederick, Maryland. And she also speaks about our Downtown Christian Fellowship worship services that are held at the Bernard Brown Center in downtown Frederick, Maryland. And so give a listen to this interview, and we hope you enjoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our special spotlight, Mission Connection. We are so glad to have you here with us today, and my special guest is Terry Kwiatek. And Terry, we are so glad to get to know you even in a better way this time. Mm-hmm. You are connected with the Frederick Rescue Mission,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and also with our Downtown Christian Fellowship,
mm-hmm.
and have enjoyed partnering with you in different
mm-hmm.
ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to know more about you. So let's start off by maybe tell us about yourself. Tell us about your family.
I'll tell about my family. I grew up in Minnesota. Lived there for 11 years, and then we moved to Maryland for my dad's job. So most of my life I've been in Maryland, grew up in Maryland. I right now have two kids, grown kids. Mm-hmm. We're empty nesters. My husband and I, we just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary. We were like so excited. We made it 30
well,
years.
Congratulations.
I know, right? Thanks, yeah. Presently I work at the Frederick Rescue Mission. That's my, I work part-time, but I like it as almost like a retirement job because it's supposedly 20 hours, but I like that I can work, you know, have a structured and then come home and do other things that I need to get done. But I'm at that empty nest stage and have time to be able to get my hands into ministry and doing things, which I absolutely love. So,
oh, that's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about your faith journey.
Yeah, my faith
How did
journey.
You get involved with missions and things?
Yeah, right. So. I was so grateful. I grew up in a home that honored the Lord Jesus, right? And so we went to church every Sunday. But then when I was in high school, I was like, well, you know, it's like, what am I really believe, right? I'm in that crisis of what do I believe? Why do I believe it kind of thing? And I started just looking at different denominations, different religions, going to different Bible studies. And then by that time, I had gotten to college, and I got involved with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Okay.
And I think maybe it was there as an adult is when I really made a decision that Christ was really who he said he was,
mm-hmm.
that he really was God and that he really did die for my sins. And I was desperate for a savior. So there is really where I believe my faith journey started really growing in my faith at that point. And so once I graduated from college, I was like, I think I might want to be a missionary.
Okay.
And so if I was going to do that, then someone said, I need to go to seminary. And I was like, okay, what's that? Where do you go for that?
Okay.
And so believe it or not, off I went to seminary. I went to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, I know. So I went there, and I majored in religious education with emphasis on missions. So I wanted to go into mission field, right? And so where, Lord? Where in the mission field do you want me to go? So I had graduated, and I was really praying about what I was, where overseas, what people group. And then there came a group of, it was called Reach Out to Texas Deaf at the time, and it was a group of deaf and hearing people that came and performed at our seminary. They were the singing group, but they also started churches. It was a group that started deaf churches. And so I knew a little bit of sign language, and I talked to them, and I was very interested in that people group. They're unreached people group, deaf people, many of them have not heard mm-hmm. the gospel at all or know the gospel. So I think because I was a seminary grad, they took me thinking I knew something. So they allowed me to join their team. And I had to be in our group meetings. I had to be interpreted. People had to sit and tell me what's going on because they're in sign language, right?
Right.
And I was like, so slowly I got to learn that language. I lived with the deaf, worked with the deaf, really enjoyed, you know, I had a little culture shock myself. I was the one feeling isolated. I was the one feeling alone because I wasn't getting the conversations. But slowly they were patient with me and I was able to do that. And so this team was a powerful team, and we were about starting churches. So we traveled, did some song and sign, but we also were about starting churches. So we, that group, that little group that I was involved in, we started church in San Antonio, Texas. We started church in El Paso, Texas. We started in Fort Worth, Texas, and one in Houston, Texas. That period of time that I was with them as on that, which I felt was a mission.
You don't remember the time frame of that, do you?
Yeah, it was in the 80s. It would have been, I graduated in 84 from seminary, so it would have been 85, 87 through 87.
So this is an interesting connection. It may not be connected, but I have to share it. I was born and raised in Fort Worth. The church that I accepted Christ in was over in Fort Worth. It is no longer there. It was Fort Worth Bible Church, but they changed. Now it's a deaf church. So I just wondered if it was one of the churches you started, just because we've been back and driven by the church, and we noticed that it was a, I can't remember the official name, but just interesting.
Really? There's a deaf church there.
There's a deaf church there
in
Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth, yeah.
Yes, it was originally the church where I first accepted Christ. So interesting connection when I did this.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I probably would know some of the deaf people there. Maybe not. It's been a while since I've been back. So this is back in the 80s that was a part of that.
Go ahead.
I know. So then I left. I was there for a few years, right? And then decided to come back to Maryland and just sort of regroup. Like, Lord, what's next, right, at that period of time? I was a little bit burnt out from the mission field. It was good, but I just needed to regroup. So I came back to Maryland, lived with my mom. She's a widow, and so lived with her for a while and just did some nonprofit jobs. I worked at the American Cancer Society. I worked at hospice. But then I got married. Nice. And then had kids. So our goal was for me to be staying home with kids. So now I'm a parent, full-time parent, right? Staying home. And so through that time, you know, I don't know, just I'm full-time parenting. I guess that's what that is. So as my kids got to high school, I wanted to work. We homeschooled for a good bit of their lives.
Okay.
We put them in school in their later years. So then I was like, well, you know, what can I be doing, you know, during the day? So I got some part-time jobs, but I always wanted to be home by 2 o'clock when the kids came home. So I was always home when they came home and was that. So I was looking for some jobs, and one came open at the Frederick Rescue Mission. It was a part-time job. I was volunteering there first.
Okay.
I was volunteering there, and then I heard there was an outreach position working at the mission, as in all the people coming in from to the cafeteria to eat. They wanted somebody to be down there to be the face of the mission. And so I interviewed for that job, and I told them I really want hours 10 to 2 because I want to be home for my kids. Mm-hmm. And they said, that's fine. Lunch hour, you know, is 12 to 1:30. So I started there 11 years ago. And this is what I love about the Lord. So I'm working at the Frederick Rescue Mission, and what is a stone throw away is the Maryland School for the Deaf.
That's right.
And who comes through the door a good bit of the time are some deaf people. So I thought that was so kind of the Lord to give me be able to reuse my signing skills, because it was a little bit dormant other than I taught my children sign language growing up. That's mm-hmm. pretty fad right now, people learning,
yes.
Kids learning sign language, and I love that. But I was like, wow, Lord, you're giving me ministry back, right?
Mm-hmm.
People group, a whole nother people group that's coming through, but yet here's the deaf coming through the door that I get to relate to and talk to. So anyway, yeah. So my faith, you know, has just through that time in my life, I feel like God has just been, you know, after me since little girl, just going to church. He was a part of my life. I'm so grateful for my family for that. But yeah, through college and then ministry And I've gone to several different churches and, you know, grown through different churches and different Bible studies that I've been a part of. I've been so privileged for that. But right now, landing at the Frederick Rescue Mission, it's just a great place to be able to share your faith and be able to share Jesus there.
Well, I love your story. And then also tell us a little bit, what is outreach coordinator there? What do you do?
Right. That's a great question. So the Frederick Rescue Mission is... is what we do so much there. We give away food, we give away groceries, we are about recovery. We have men in a program called Change Life Recovery Program. We have a faith house for women and children to get to the next level, from homelessness to the next level. But about 12 years ago, the board wanted to have a nice dining hall. There was a small dining room back there for people to come in and have breakfast and lunch. 20, 30 people could maybe eat and then go, right, very quick. They built this huge dining hall, had a big vision for people to come and sit down and enjoy a meal, have some fellowship. So they did. So there's a large dining hall that sits about 130 people, but they wanted someone down there. And so 11 years ago, that's when they were interviewing for a brand new position, the outreach person, for that person to be the face of the mission and to be down there praying with people, talking about the Lord Jesus to them, sharing Christ with them, connecting community resources with them, just loving on them, you know. So I always tell people, you know, I have the best job in the world. I say this many times. I said, I get paid to eat lunch and share Jesus Christ with people. And two are my favorite things to do, right? I know. I get paid to do that. So that's one of my main jobs is the public, our guests that come in, and we have all walks of life that come in from a lot of retired people come eat there for lunch because their money's tight. We have a lot of just the local people in our neighborhood. We have homeless community there. We have drug addicted that come in. We have families that come in, lower income families that come in just to have, anybody really can come in to have lunch. You know, after church, if you want to come have lunch at the mission, come have lunch at the mission. It's free. So that's one of my main jobs is just sharing Christ and developing. So when I first started that, it was one of me and how many people walking in the door, right? Like 100 and some people walking in the door. And I realized, I think I might need some help, right?
I would think so.
I need some help, right? So that's when I was really recruiting some people to come to the tables, right? And looking at avenues of what churches might be interested in coming. Those who have a real heart to share the love of Jesus Christ, that's who I want down there. Who feel, you know, comfortable just praying with people or talking with people and connecting them again with resources, that we do that pretty well. So that's how I got connected with Brook Hill. Let me just go into that.
Well, I was going to ask you, how did you get connected with Downtown Christian Fellowship?
Yeah, so... I love this story. I had gone to a meeting at FCC about homelessness, and they had this big thing about homelessness, and I was late getting there. It was crowded, and the only place was in the middle of the room, and I had to crawl over people, and I'm sitting next to, is it Ken Walker? Ken Walker.
Yes, he was a pastor here. Yes.
So I'm sitting next to him, and this meeting, I'll be honest, it was going nowhere. It's just a bunch of people thinking they know what to do with homelessness and what are we going to do, and it was really nowhere, right? And so afterwards, I just leaned over to this gentleman next to me. I'm like, what do you think about this meeting? He goes, we were both like, we don't know, you know, what's this about, right? And I'm like, I would really love to see churches connect with homeless people. Like a church adopt some homeless people, right? And stuff like that. And he goes, we might be interested. And I was like, well, who are you? Ken Walker.
This is interesting. I don't know this story.
Isn't that a fun story?
Yes.
But he said, I really want you to meet somebody, a gentleman named Gary Hicks. He's our outreach gentleman here at
Pastor, yes.
Hill. And I think Ken knew, you guys move pastors quite a bit, and I think he knew he was on his way to another pastor.
It could have been.
I think he did, because he goes, I want you to meet Gary Hicks. And I'm like, okay. And so right here, I came to Brook Hill, and he introduced me to Gary Hicks. And Gary was like, I'm like, well, Gary, I'm looking for people to come sit down at the tables at the Frederick. I call it at the tables, meaning where people come to eat.
Yes.
So I call it the table ministry. That's sort of, I coined that. And Gary said, okay. And I said, I'm sort of looking for someone to adopt some homeless people. And he goes, okay. He needs this Gary. Pastor Gary. So he did that. And so he ended up coming to the tables quite regularly. And I introduced him to quite a few homeless people. It didn't take Gary long. He just was feeling very at home at the tables. And people just got to know him as Pastor Gary down there. And then we started realizing, he and I were very kindred spirits. And we said, I just realized I need support. And we had a lot, you have a lot of issues and boundaries you have to be when you're ministering to anybody, just anybody, because people can take over your life.
Yes.
In ministry, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you need to set boundaries, and you always have to speak into a situation and go, what is God doing here, and what do I need to do, and what do I not need to do? And I realize, as an extrovert that I am, I talk it out loud. And Gary was a great one to say, hey, yeah, I think, why don't we meet together? And then there was another gentleman who was teaching a Bible study at the mission at the time, Tom Maestri. We all just three got together, and we started meeting almost regularly on a weekly basis just to go, how are we doing? Are we still keeping Jesus the main thing as the main thing, right? Because you can get so wrapped up in helping with tents and propane and food, all good things.
Right.
But we are about the Lord Jesus. We are about sharing Christ with people, and because we know it's Jesus who changes lives. It's not a tent. It's not the food. Those are great things. Those are, you know, the Lord Jesus met people physically too, right?
You have to meet their basic needs.
He sort of does, right? He really does. And we know that. But you can let that overtake and let that be the main thing. And so what I loved about Gary and Tom and I, when we'd meet, it would always be, we want to make sure we're keeping Jesus the main thing, and are we sharing the gospel, and are we praying with people, and are we, you know, getting them. And so I'm just going to let you go. I'm going to go right into Downtown Christian Fellowship. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So Gary had a real heart for starting a church for people who came to the tables, who would feel comfortable, right? And so I loved a strategy. It would be in a church planner girl myself. I love church planning. He was about praying first. And so he prayed for a long time. He walked downtown Frederick. He would walk and pray. And then he asked for people who would be willing to come alongside and just pray. And so, of course, you know, Tom and I wanted to be a part of that. And then he opened it up to Brook Hill. Mm-hmm. There were some other people who wanted to be a part of that. He sold it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we just prayed for quite a few months.
I remember that
right?
period. Yes.
Right? So we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. What is this going to look like? You know, what kind of structure of this church that it look like? And Gary was never worried about the place. He goes, oh, we'll find a place. And he just kept walking downtown Frederick and just mm-hmm. prayed about it until he walked into a bar.
Yes, that's a famous story.
Pastor who walked into a bar. The Blue Side Tavern, and they had a really nice room on the side where they did a lot of music and play mm-hmm. games and things like that. So it wasn't right up against the bar, so it was separate. And lo and behold, you know, Gary's one who does the ask, and they said, sure, Saturday morning, we don't have much going on here, why don't you come on in? So there is when Downtown Christian Fellowship birthed, right?
Yes.
Is when that small group of people who committed to it said, yep. He goes, I just need you to commit for half a year. That's all you need to do to say that you'd come, right? And we did. And what is this, 7 years later,
yeah.
something like that later, we are still meeting.
Yes, you are.
We are still meeting, and we have a very eclectic, as all churches, we're all eclectic.
Yes.
But I love that we're close. We're not at that bar anymore because that closed down, and we've had to meet under a tree during COVID, right? We've met here for a few times.
Yeah.
We have landed in a place downtown Frederick at the Brown Center or United Way property there. And it's still downtown and very walkable for most people, right? So still going strong. Yeah. Still going strong.
Well, I love the different ways God's worked in your life. How can we support? First, the Frederick Rescue Mission. Is there ways our church either can help more or
yeah.
different ways that we haven't helped before?
Yes. Well, you already are supporters of us financially, which is lovely.
Right.
That is huge. That is huge. What I love about the Frederick Rescue Mission is that we have like 40 volunteers that come on our campus every day.
Okay.
Every day. So we always are looking for volunteers. And the lovely part of that is you come in on our website and just sign in as you want to volunteer, and then you pick an orientation day. And the orientation gives you the big picture of the mission, right? Okay. It just tells you all the facets that you can do, from coming in and helping teach a Bible class to helping prep for breakfast, helping prep for lunch, cooking, serving, cleaning, being at the front desk, helping put clothes in our clothes closet, taking out bags that people donate and putting it on the hanger, to helping hand out groceries, helping fill bags of groceries, helping carry groceries to car. I'm trying to think, showers. We need people who will help with showers. That's a big thing, believe it or not. And not a lot of volunteers want to do that, but you just escort people downstairs and you just wait outside to give them privacy and make sure they're secure, and then escort them out the building. We have more people who need showers than we have volunteers who will actually be volunteering for a slot to do that. So there's so many ways, clerical, if you know how to do fundraising, if you know, like I run a summer enrichment camp. I didn't talk about that, but I run a camp for children first through fifth grade who are lower income, hard to make grade level sometimes, behavior issues. So I have an administrative assistant. She volunteers. She's got years and years of experience in administration, and she has been a godsend for me to help with get my camp going. We need volunteers to help with camp.
So that's during the summer.
So
there might be teachers or people that yes. might have time that could donate to
yes.
that
yes.
and volunteer for that.
Yes. Of your time, I take a lot of youth, a lot of teenagers, I should say, usually 16 and over, that would come alongside my camp staff and just come and be the hands and feet, and just, what do you need me to do? If it's sit and read with a child, if it's sitting playing Uno, if it's going out and playing kickball, if it's just making sure they're paying attention. Yeah, there's so many avenues at the Frederick Rescue Mission. That's what I love about that. If you have a passion for sharing Jesus, I have people who go out on our campus. You know, people come and get groceries. We open at 1:30 for groceries. People come at 11:30 for groceries. They stand in line. It's amazing that the need is far deep and wide for people needing groceries.
Now, do you need donations of food more?
We definitely take food donations. We can. We do get a lot from the Maryland Food Bank, and we do go to different grocery stores, but we are always welcome for groceries.
Okay. We do give to the food. We have a food pantry, but
yes.
I think it might connect kind
yeah,
of with that.
Yeah, probably. It probably does. We take food donations, clothes donations.
Okay.
Monetary donations.
So all those are ways.
But your time is too. That's a great way of giving, right? Of your time, your talents, your money.
So you're bringing back a memory. When I was at Westminster United Methodist, they had a food kitchen. And so I was part of a Bible study that started on that. And I remember just how much God worked in that in a powerful way. Just reminding me about as people gather at the table. That reminds me of Jesus again.
I know,
that
right?
Would come and meet with different people and have conversations with them as they would eat. And
I know.
And that's, I love that idea.
I do too. I love the conversations that happen at over a meal that you can do. And that's a lot of times what I do. I'll get a meal and I'll sit down with people, you know, talk with them for a bit, and then I'll go talk with somebody else. The other thing I love about the mission, it looks like the body of Christ coming together, because it's everybody with their giftedness working together,
yes,
right?
Yes.
One lady was telling me, she's serving behind the line, right? So she's putting food on the plates, and she goes, oh, Miss Terry, I wish I could do what you do, is go down and talk to people, right? And I said, you know, if you weren't here serving food, I would have to serve the food. But because you serve the food, I can go talk to the people. So honestly, you're a part of what I'm doing, right? And it's about the body of Christ. When you come do something, you're part of the whole network,
yes.
right? You just are when you step foot on that campus. So if you're just comfortable putting food on a plate, or if you're comfortable sharing Christ on our campus, if you're comfortable, if you love working with clothes, you know, if you love cooking a meal, or if you just want to show up and say, Lord, just use me, you know, we love hearing, after you go through the orientation, to hear your heart of what do you think the Lord wants to put you in what area, you know? And if you don't know, we'll help guide you, you know? We can, hey, try this out, you know?
Yeah.
Try, you know, maybe the front desk is a great place for you to serve. So that's what, and I love that all different churches come and serve at the mission. So you just really see the body of Christ coming together at the Frederick Rescue Mission. It's such a great 1 acre property that God uses in a powerful way.
Thank you so much for sharing all that. Any specific prayer requests that I could pray for you?
Me specifically?
Well, for you or for the mission?
The mission, always. We, you know, we work with those in addiction.
Yes.
Super, super hard. It's really hard. It's really hard because, you know, you see these men come up our stairs. They call it the seven steps. They walk up and they hand over their wallet and their keys. And they give up their life. And then they submit to Bible studies and the rules and the regulations, and they do really well. And you see them graduate, and you see them strong in the Lord. And then sometimes just one slip.
It's very, very hard.
And it can be a deathly slip. Yeah. And so it's we just need prayer coverage for those men in that very vulnerable state when they graduate, or even in the program. Just any people in addiction, it's just... It's an insidious, awful addiction, and it's illness that for them to come out of. They need a lot of prayer. They need a lot of support. So definitely those men, all of us on staff, when you're working with them, it's just hard. Yeah. It can be really hard. We lost four men in the last 2 months who were all very strong and doing well. And so it's been really hard on us, you know, but we realize you got to stand in the gap. You got to, because there are a lot of success stories. There's a lot of success stories. People always tell me, what's your success rate at the Frederick Rescue Mission for the recovery? I said, it's 100% if you work the program.
Yes.
If you do what we say to do, right? But there's our human weakness in that element that always a slip up can be a deadly one, right? So just prayer for us as a staff. You just feel a lot under attack because we are doing the Lord's work. You know that in ministry, Dana.
Yes,
you're in the Lord's work, so you get attacked from all angles, and you just got to keep, again, the main thing, who am I here for? We're here serving the Lord. You know, it's about my relationship with the Lord more than anything else, and making sure we're all solid with that, right? So that, for me and for our whole staff and for just the gospel to be shared on our campus.
Well, I want to pray with you now as we finish up.
Thank you.
Because I just want to bless your ministry
and
bless what God's doing. So, gracious God, I thank you so much for Terry being here and sharing her story, her God story, but especially sharing the opportunities that you're offering all of us, Lord. In this case, it's the Frederick Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Lord, if there's someone listening to this that you are calling to serve in some way, I pray that they would have the courage and just faith to step out and contact Kit Terry, contact the Frederick Rescue Mission to see where could they serve and how could they serve. Lord, I just pray personally for her as she is leading this outreach coordination along with other people. I lift up the whole staff at Frederick Rescue Mission that you would give them wisdom and health and peace and just discernment and just incredible love. Just let it flow from them, Lord, which I already know it does, but just continue because sometimes it's hard when you're loving broken people. And we're all broken, but we also know that she ministers to people that are especially suffering and struggling. We lift up those that are struggling with addictions.
Yep.
We pray, God, for you to break that the chains of that terrible affliction. It is affliction. It is a terrible thing, Lord. And so we pray for healing and health for the men that are in that program right now. And we pray for those that minister to them, Lord. And that I just pray for God's stories to flow as your love flows out in and out of this ministry, Lord, that is really a connection of the kingdom of God right here in Frederick. And so, Lord, thank you for all they're doing. I bless Terry and her family, and I just pray that you would lead Brook Hill to figure out ways that we can help and support this ministry in different ways.
Yep.
And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Dave.
Terry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, welcome. This
was
lovely.
Wonderful. I love the story.
Thank you for joining us for this podcast episode concerning Frederick Rescue Mission. We hope you'll take advantage of the opportunities to give back of your time, your talents. donations, your money, to help support this ministry and all those ministries at Brook Hill United Methodist Church. Take care, God bless, and we'll see you next time.